very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the report from Amnesty International published today, which says Zimbabwe's inconsistent laws and sexual abuse taboos are putting adolescent girls' health and future at risk. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And a live talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940, and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina che madzimai musakanganwe.
Olesine ngulobo mama kunapa umsakazo wetu we Studio 7. Kodwa silakho uthi lisithole ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Loba ku www.voashona.com. Loba njalo ku www.voandebele.com.
And don't forget that we are now live streaming on all our three Facebook pages. So go to VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 so you can join in the conversation right now. If you're joining us and today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at the report from Amnesty International published today, which says Zimbabwe's inconsistent laws and sexual taboos are putting adolescent girls' health and future at risk. What are your views on the issue?
And according to the report, adolescent girls are being put at risk of harmful consequences, including dying in childbirth in Zimbabwe, because inconsistent laws make it harder for them to access sexual and reproductive health information and services. The report, entitled Lost Without Knowledge, Barriers to Sexual and Reproductive Health Information in Zimbabwe, documents how widespread confusion around the legal age of consent for sex, marriage, and accessing health services is leaving adolescent girls more vulnerable to unwanted pregnancies and at higher risk of HIV infection. As a result, girls face stigma and discrimination, the risk of child marriage, economic hardships, and challenges in completing their education.
Yes, PJ, and the report also found that taboos around adolescent sexuality and a lack of affordable healthcare are also making it difficult for adolescents to access information and services they need. According to demographic health data for Zimbabwe published in the report, nearly 40% of girls and 24% of boys are sexually active before they reach the age of 18, PJ. Mm-hmm. According to the report, a series of inconsistencies in the country's legislative and policy framework related to sexual and reproductive health has contributed to significant confusion, actually, PJ, over whether people below the age of 18 need parental consent to access sexual health services. Under the Zimbabwean law, however, PJ, the age of consent for sexual intercourse is 16. I know it's something that we never really talk about, but, you know, the conversation needs to be had. However, the government delay in raising the legal age of marriage to 18 in line with the Constitution has fueled confusion in a context of entrenched taboos surrounding premarital sex. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah. Yes, there are a lot of issues that are arising from this report, Marv.
Yes.
that we need really to discuss much about it, the illegal age of 16, 18, which one exactly?
Yes.
And which one is practical?
Yes, because I think the actual constitution says it's 18, but the laws have not been aligned to go with, you know, the legal age that's contained in the constitution. So that's what the report now is saying, you know, this needs to be done or else the young girls are still falling prey to some of these happenings.
Yes. Ah, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho esixoxa lokuhlaziya izankathaze izandhlubhelo kuphumelela kwenhlelo lemisebenzi yabomama abayenzayo empilweni zabo ukuze baphumelele. Njalo siphanana ulwazi lamacebo konke nje siyabelana ukuthi ukuze sithuthuke kumbe siphume enkingeni esiyabe sibhekane lazo empilweni nsuku zonke. Lamhlanje ke kuhlelo sigxile kakhulu ekuhlukulumezweni kwamantombazana lapho siza ngaphambilini kwethulwe umbiko ngabenhlanganiso ibona ngamalungelo oluntu e-Amnesty International lapho ke abathi bona ukucwaningo lwabo kuphume ukubana abantu amantombazana amaningi avame uhlukunyezwa kumbe ukusiwa emacansini bese sebancane abanye bangkhona inxenye bengabe belaminyaka elithumi lambili i-12 kodwa ke yona imithetho ithini imithetho ithi phansi kwesisekelo sombuso esalotshwa ngo-2013 asiseyiso sisekelo sombuso esitsha asingaza ke sikhulume ngokuthi sitsha ngoba khathesi sokuyiminyaka emine esalotshwayo lesi sisekelo sombuso sitsho sithi sona illegal age of majority yi-18 yikho lapho kumele kube lula ekuthini owesilisa abe ayecansini lo ntombazana kodwa ke uzafumana ukuthi yena na umthetho wakuqala wawusithi ishumi lathoba ishumi la sithupa 16 ngakho ke imithetho yomibili ayika alayinwa ukuthi linganiswe kulandelwe ekusisekelo sombuso kodwa kuzafumana ukuthi abantwana abaleminyaka engu-12 njalo lokuthi besebesiya emacansini bedlwengulwa njalo kumbe besendiswa bebancane njalo nje okubenza badibane lenhlupho ezithize kwezempila kahle kanye lezenhlala kahle kaZulu ekudibaneni labanye ekuphileni empilweni ngoba baba labantwana bese sebancane aba 12 years ama 13 years uzambona ezithwele esesiba lomntwana laye ene evele engumntwana so umntwana uba lomntwana Marvelous. Yikho ke sithi mina asihluzeni bomama sibona ukuthi asibonisana ukuthi uhulumende kumele enzeni kunjalo singafinyelela njani kuhulumende njengabesifazane ukuthi simcebise ukuthi nana amantombazana adibana lenhlupho ezithize ngenxa yemithetho yona le njalo kuthathwe manyathela bani ukuthi nana kuvikelwe amantombazana aphansi kweminyaka elishumi lasiyagalombili ukuthi bengahlukunyezwa bengasiwa emacansini ngabesilisa njalo bengayendiswa bese sebancane
PJ kune avo vachangopinda muchirongwa chedu pano pa Women's Round Table nasi tiri kutarisa matambudziko akatarisana nevanasikana sezvo mitemo iri munyika isinganyatso kucherechedza kodzero dzavo izviwo zvakataurwa nesangano reAmnesty International rakaita iro hongororo iri kuratidza kuti ichokwadi kuti kodzero dzevana nyanya vasikana vechidiki hadzisi kunyatso cherechedzwa munyika nekuti hakuna mitemo yatianyatsodzika kuti kodzero idzi dziwanikwe idzo dzichiteedzerwa. Taita rombo rakanaka titiri tineve ku Amnesty International Vongai Chikwanda, campaign manager we Southern Africa. Regai tiende panhare tinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Hello.
Hello.
Makadi yenyu? Aiwa, tiri wadi, tiri kuona ngikiri ripoti ya makaita iyo ya parurwa nasi. Mungati itana nguro kuti zviza mainya tutarisa muongororo ya makaita iyo.
Okay, maita basha. Muongororo ya makaita yanga zvitarisa ayo atingati mabari ya karasi. Izvo zvinodzivirira vana vechidiki vanonzi maadolescence pachizungu. Kana kuti vari pamakore atinoti iwo 12 kana 13 to 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Zvinovadzivirira kuti vakwanise kuwana information inoenderana nekodzero dzavo dzemwiri wavo nekodzero information dzekodzero dzepabonde.
Mm-hmm. Zvakakosha sei taura henyu.
Saka ongororo yedu yakaona kuti kwanga pane iyo mabharia mana ari kutadzisa vana vechidiki kuti vakwanise kuwana information yakakwana uyezve yakakosha. Chekutanga tangachiona kuti izvo pane pakakupokana pamitemo neayo mapolisi anenge akaiswa neavo vanotimiririra anenge aripo munyika. Kakupokana kakakuita kuti vanhu vazanganise iyo yatinoti pane inonzi age of consent. Age of consent yabva yazanganiswa neage of consent yekuroorwa. Age of consent yekuti mwana anokwanisa kutanga kuenda pabonde ane makore mangani. Age of consent yekuti mwana anofanirwa kuwana zvipi zvinoenderana neutano hwake. Ini kubuda kuti kakabuda futi nyaya yekuti tiri kuona kuti pane kusanzwisisa kana kakuti kutaura nechidhenda hatiti kusabudirana pachena panyaya dzekuti miviri yevana yakamira sei iri kuchinja sei makurire avo. Saka tine kakunyangirana nekusabudirana pachena. Izvo zviri kuita kuti vana vange vane kuziva kushoma nekuziva kusiko. Chechitatu takaona kuti muzvikoro hamusi kunyatsotsanangurwa nyaya iyi nemhaka yekuti maticha nevamwe vanenge vechidzidzisa vari kubuditsa one approach iriyo yekuti vana vanofanirwa inonzi abstinence approach yekuti vana havafanirwi kunge vechitanga kuita zvepabonde. Asi chatiri kuona ndechekuti muno muZimbabwe hanzi 40% yevana vakatotanga vasati vasvika makore
16.
Chekupedzisira chechina inyaya yekuti izvo kuti vawane even vakwanise kuwana zvekuita neutano hwavo kana vachida kukwanisa kuenda kumahospital kuti vakwanise kudetserekana kana kuti vangonobvunza vapiwe iyo information yakakwana vari kusangana nemacost yazvinoti cost barrier kudhura kuwana information nemaservices avari kunida iyo.
If I may just ask you to tell us in English those four points that you say your organization identified in the report in English.
Okay, the report identifies four barriers to adolescent sexual reproductive health information. The first barrier is around inconsistencies in laws and legislation. We are saying that there is inconsistencies in the understanding of the age in which adolescents must access sexual reproductive health information. This age of consent is being conflated with the age of marriage and the age of or the age of consent to marriage and the age of consent to sex. Whereas we as Amnesty, we are talking about the age of consent to information that and services that pertain to sexual and reproductive rights. The second barrier is entrenched taboos around sexuality. And this has to do a lot with attitudes that we have as parents, as communities. We do not talk about sex and sexuality. This does not mean that we are saying that parents should just teach their children around sex. It also talks about issues of gender stereotypes, things around inequality, changes in body, issues of menstruation, These are things that are taboo to talk about in our culture. The third one is around comprehensive sexuality education, where we're saying, the schools are not offering enough information, and most of the adolescents find that there is a gap. The information that they have is really around one form of approach, which is the abstinence approach. And, young girls and boys do not necessarily want to engage in mm-hmm. sexual activity, but sometimes might just be asking information to prevent themselves from unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And that information is not forthcoming. The last barrier is what is the cost barrier of accessing these services. It's quite expensive for some of the interfaces services because of the age that they have because of their ages. And this means that they have to access these services in pharmacies
mm-hmm.
or outside the public health center, which makes it quite expensive for them, given that an adolescent is not an income earning person.
Thank you so much. If you can please hold on, we will come back to you in a bit. Mm-hmm. PJ, we seem to have, I think, our other guest on the line, but from what we're hearing there were four barriers mm-hmm. That were being identified in the Amnesty International report, as we heard.
Yeah. Unkosazana avonga ichikwanda nguwe nhlanganiso ye Amnesty International Southern Africa, emhlobolweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa, kodwa kuseZimbabwe. Yena-ke bona-ke inhlanganiso yakhe yiyo ethule umbiko lo iripoti yezikhubeko ezidibana lamantombazana. Ucwaningo lolu lwenziwe kumantombazana aphakathi kweminyaka elishumi lambili lelishumi lasishiyagalolunye, 12 to 19 years. Izikhubeko ke abahlangane lazo kucwaningo lolu uthi yena badibane lezikhubeko ezingabazine esingathi ngesindisi ngama-barriers. Olwakuqala uthi yena imithetho ekhanya ingani iyadonselana ngoba akucaci ukuthi iminyaka sibili okuthiwa untombazana sekhulile usengaba phansi komthetho yelizwe ukuthi sengaba ngumama sibili angene endlini ayekwenda kumbe yenze imisebenzi yonke yokuba ngumama iminyaka yiphi sibili. Omunye umthetho uthi ishumi la sithupha 16. Omunye umthetho okusisekelo sombuso isekelo sombuso ke esingaka alayino ukuthi ube umthetho welizwe isithi sona ilishumi la sitshiyagalombili 18. Kube ke esesibili ukuthi iminyaka sibili yona leyo kumele umntwana endiswe phansi komthetho wena le ngezinye sesikhubeko. Kuthi esesithathu ukungaphumelani egcekeni nxa kuxoxiswana ngendaba eziphathelane lokuya emacansini lokukhangela nje ukukhula komzimba lokuguquka komzimba nxa untombazana lapho ikhula engasingathi i-sexual education. Kuba nzima ukuthi omama bakhulume labantwana babo abangamantombazana ngokumgceki okungela kufihlelana bekhuluma ngezitho zomzimba bezitsho ngamabizo. Kuba nzima ukuthi bakhulumelana bebabili. Ikanti ke endulo kwakukhulunyiswana labo anti obabakazi, kodwa ke khathesi phela obabakazi engxenye bakhatshana, njalo engxenye umntwana lo uphuma emulini elo mama kuphela engela babakazi ongaba lo babakazi ukuthi ahlale la phansi bafundisane. Kuthi ke lasesikolo kuba nzima njalo ukuthi nxa umbalisi ekhona eklasini akhulume mgceki ngezifundo eziphathelane lomzimba womntombazana nxa kulabafana bekhona eklasini khona lapho. So ngezinye zezinto baba lenhloni zokuthi baphumelane mgceki. Kanti ke umntwana lo azagcine engxenye esesiyabambana esedinga ulolo lwazi ayebambana lokunye okungamelanga laye okufaka impilo yakhe engozini, okufaka impilo kahle yakhe ingasengozini njalo. okwesine uthi yena unkosazana Chikwanda abakubonileyo yindleko yokuyadinga lolo lwazi kwesinye zesikhathi kumbe ukuyadinga uncedo sithi kumbe uncedo kanye lolwazi lokuthi ahlele njani imuli lowo mntwana osezibone esesimeni sokuthi engxenye sebe lo mntwana eleminyaka ephakathi kwe-12 le-19 kumbe le-15 kumbe le-16 ukuze angabambi esinye isisu sokumele ayedinga okokuhlela kuhle imuli anathe amaphilisi kumbe ahlatshwe amajekiseni ukuthi angabambi esinye angamithi njalo azithwale esinye isisu engacabangeli engahlelanga bathi bona kuba le ndleko ethile ebakhona ukuze athole lolo lwazi ukuze athole lawo maphilisi okuhlela ukuze athole leyo mithi kumbe ngamajekiseni ukuthi azivikele ukuthi azithwale njalo isikhathi singakafiki. Ngalokho ke khathesi sesibe lomunye ingcwethi yethu esinxusileyo kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ukuthi sixaziye lolu hlelo njalo siphane amacebo. Siyakwamukela Yvonne.
Ngiyabonga, salubonani.
Yebo, angilibambanga ibizo lakho lokugcina akumbeki isibongo njalo lenhlanganiso yakho. So ungatsho ibizo lakho eligcweleyo nganye lokuthi ungowenhlanganiso yiphi?
Ngiyabonga. Ngiyivona Mutho. Ngizobe enhlanganiso yi-Mthonjeni Women's Forum.
Liyenzani-ke Mthonjeni Women's Forum?
I-Mthonjeni Women's Forum inhlanganiso esungulwe ngo-2010 ngemva kokunanzeleleka ukuthi omama baswela amathuba okuthi bahlangane babinyane ulwazi ngezinto ezibahlukumeza lezibakhathazayo. Sesikwenzayo ukunikeza omama kanye labo baba ikakhulu omama ezigabeni amathuba okuthi bahlangane baxoxisane ngey'nkinga abahlangana lazo ezingabalisa ikakhulu ukuhlukumeza okwenzakalayo emakhaya esikuthi i-domestic violence. So lokhu masikwenza njenge-Mthonjeni sikwenza ngendlela eziningi ezithiyeneyo. Siyenza ama-public education lapho esihamba khona ezigabeni sifundisa abantu nge-GBV nomthethomisa nguhulumende ukuze ivikele omama. Sibafundisa njalo ngesekelo sombuso, sibafundisa njalo ngezindlela omama labo baba abangaphilisana ngokuthula i-public education. Lokunye esikwenzayo siyenza okuthiwa ngama-cross support services. Ngibacanandeka ukuthi ezikhathini sami okwenza omama lamantombazane beqhubeke bethukunyezwa ukuthi abalalwazi lokuthi bengahamba emthethwandaba kuyini abangakwenza. And then sizakhona lokho njenge-Mthonjeni sisebenza sonke labo baba sinanzelela ukuqakatheka kokuthi obaba baphatheke enhlelweni zokwehlisa okuhlukunyezwa komama labo lamankazana. So sileyo hlelo esiluthi male involvement lapho esisebenza khona labo baba njengama-strategic partners ukuthi siqede ukuhlukumezana emakhaya.
Udaba lwethu olusegudwini lamhlanje yilolo oluphume ekwethulweni ngocwaningo kumbe ngathi impumela yocwaningo olwenziwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International lapho abathi khona bafumane ukuthi amantombazana amaningi aphakathi kweminyaka elishumi lambili 12 to 19 years sebesiya emacansini ngokuphangisa. Abanye bangikhona bagcine sebezibona sebezithwele kumbe sebesiya kwendiswa bengakafiki iminyaka efaneleyo. Njalo bananzelele ukuthi le mithetho ngikholwa ukuzwile kade ngikhuluma ama-barriers akade beyokhuluma ngawo ukuthi kulama-barriers athile wona lawo ukuthi imithetho yethu ayikalinganiswa. Lidibana lakho na lina njengehlanganiso khona lokho kokuthi imithetho iyabamba impila kahle lenhlala kahle yamantombazane?
Lokho lokuthoye sibanga lakho kakhulu.
Ikakhulu
ngasikhanisa uhlelo lethu lama-court support services. Omama bengathi amantombazana abuyayo Mthonjeni Women's Forum edinga usizo lokuhamba emthethwandaba babe ngaphakathi kweminyaka yona leyo ezikhathini eziningi sebezithwele sibe labantwana bingelalwazi. So ngemigoqo akade ikhulunywa ngemigoqo eyaphuma isathi le enze i-Amnesty yiyo esihlangana layo ngisakunanzelela ukuthi ukuze mhlawumbe intombazana ayigcina esezithwele yokuthi ukuze afinyelele mhlawumbe esingathi ngama-services ama-sexual health right services kuba nzima lapho ehamba esibhedlela mhlawumbe bemnike amaphilisi kumbe bemnike angakusebenzisa ukuthi azivikele. Lokhu kusenziwa yimithetho emisiweyo ngoba nxa umntwana abe ngeminyaka engaphansi kwe-16 iyabe engenelisi ukuthi enzeni, enelisi ukuthola. So ngasikhangela ikakhulu imithetho ibona umthetho vela uma ungumgoqo owenza abantwana begcine sebesiya emacansini ezincane bengelalo ulwazi ngoba kuthiwa abakafiki isikhathi sokuthi bathole lolo lwazi. And then futhi ngasikhangela indaba yesingathi i-curriculum education yethu ayibaniki abantwana ithuba lokuthi bathole ulwazi olwenileyo. Yikho ezikhathini eziningi sathola sesilawo mama abancane abalama-16 years abala-15 years ukuthi basele ukufinyelela ulwazi olugcweleyo akade lungakazivikela. So ucwaningo lolo olukuphumisileyo yikho esihlangana lapho njenge-M2 Women's Forum. And then nxasisezigazeni sihlangana la umama abancane ababevele sebeyendisiwe kuyikuthi umntwana akatholanga olwazi olufaneleyo, katholanga lo muntu oxoxisana laye ngendaba zamacansi. Khonokho esikuthi nxasikhangele esintwini kuyazila mhlawumbe ukuthi amacansi aphenguxoxwa nje sesikhangela indlela esesiphila ngakhona kathesi akusela bobabakazi akusela abantu abantwana. So umntwana lo mhlawumbe uthela esezithele kodwa sesikhangela isimo somnotho iyamthola esihambe wakwendiswa. So ngiyinye like emigoqo lathi esihlangana layo lapho sisenza umsebenzi wethu ezigabeni.
Yeah, hayi mamba khonapho ecingweni ngithola la sengibonile la ukuthi ungumthombo wolwazi olungayinceda amantombazana angabe elalele okwamanje. Mbenza kupha amavela sikodwa kulo mlaleli okhona osekhona ecingweni. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo, linjani?
Ya, hayi ngikhona, linjani le?
Ngiyaphila. Khuluma lo Maduke ngise-South Africa.
Yeah. Uyaluza udaba olusegudwini.
Umbono wami khona lapho ekukhuliseni kwabantwana abangamankazana.
Yeah.
Mina-ke ngingumama kodwa ngingumama wabantwana abangabafana. Kodwa-ke kungasenani sengathi bona bomama abakhuluma omama bamaforamu kuba khona ama-home-based care, kuba khona abantu abasebenzayo like emakliniki nje bengathi bangahamba ezikolweni ma kungakhonakala ukuthi bahambe ezikolweni baphiwe mhlawumbe ngebreki khonaphana baphiwe okungama-minithi nje okulutshwana babe nabantwana bakhulumisane nabo kumbe kubebe lamalanga ukuthi ma kule mihlangano labo baphiwe nje isikhathi esincane badonsele omama lamankazana eceleni babaxokise ngendaba ezifana lazo nalezi ngoba layo ama-barriers lawa engingaliza likhuluma ngawo kubuhlungu ukubona umntwana ole 13 years usezithwele instead ukuthi ngabe umntwana lona usesikolo kuthi mhlawumbe vele ngakibo akulayo imali yokuthi aye esikolweni usephinde wazithwala. Umntwana lona uzaba naleya i-dependency syndrome yokuthi uzohlala impilo yakhe yonke eyame emuntwini wesilisa ukuthi amnakekele, uyabona, amthengele lokhu amthengele ngoba yena kakho amdi ukuthi angazenzela empilweni kusasemncane njalo lolwazi engalitholanga. Sithe thina masikhula besingelabo obabakazi abasixoxelayo abasitshelayo ucansi vele ukukhuluma ngakho bekuzila
bekuzila vele ye
kodwa-ke lakathesi vele kuyazila uyathola ukuthi uma ukhuluma ngakho hhayi uyabe usukhanyelwa njengomuntu lwano onganawulamthetho awubekekanga. Kanti-ke khonokuyani zinto ezithi esithi ziyazila yizo kathesi esezijiya zinjani zisibulalela isizwe ngoba abantwana laba yisizwe zethu yi-generation okumele ukuthi ngabe iyaphuculwa iphucuke noma kungasimfundo kuphela engaphucula umuntu kodwa imisebenzi yezandla ngoba umntwana ma esethe waba le 13 years wakhulelwa i-future yakhe isidumed ma engasatholanga umuntu omfaka inhlanyelo le nhlansi yemisebenzi ukuthi ungayenza lokhu ngemisebenzi yezandla impilo yakhe yonke ngeke isahamba kuhle. Khonaphana yikufa kwesizwe sethu, yikufa komuntu ongumama, yikufa kwenhlangano yabesifazane ezikole makucele amamisi thina besithi masifunda omisi bebe siba khona kade besitshela ukuthi kuza kwenzakala so emzinwa
yebo
kumele wenze uma kono ke abanye wasekwama vele kodwa uma kungakhubeke babathi futhi sobona
ucingo lwakho madubi solungani luya kumbe ngunkosikazi dubi lungani luyaheleza uthi wenziweni ke nguhulumende labenhlanganiso lezi inkuthazo yakho elokugcina
nabantu ababatrade silabo abantu emakhaya ikakhulu ngikhulumela emakhaya ngoba ngibona ukuthi yikho lapho mina engikhulele khona njalo yilo udubu engimaziyo wasemakhaya hhayi emadorobheni sengathi khona uhulumende ngasiza laba abasemakhaya bakhe mhlawumbe ngevillage ngevillage kuthathwe osisi abangathi sebeqinaqinile ngathi omama abatsha bahambe ezibhedlela bayefundiswa ngamanesi kumbe ama-sisters babafundise ukuthi kunje emzimbeni womuntu wesifazane kubanje kubenje kubenje nezitage ngezitage ukwenza ukuthi uma besuka laphana like kube i-workshop bangasuka laphaya bahambe-ke baye ngaphi back to ezikolweni baphiwe ithuba lokufundisa abantwana lokho abayabe bekufundise ngabezempilo kwenza ukuthi abantwana babe lolwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngemizimba yabo njalo ngiya ngibone ikakhulu khona futhi emakhaya uthole ukuthi uma umntwana sofika isikhathi sokuthi uyakhula uyangena esikhathini uyalova esikolweni ma kuthi i-5 days yenkuyake sileza ekhaya ngenxa yokuthi uyesava uyabona uyesava ukuthi ngiza kuya esikolweni mhlawumbe ngiyengicolisa bazangihleka uyathethi uma esukuma somele ukuthi abelokhu ezikhanyela ma ehambe abelokhu ezikhanyela uyabona ukuthi kuyabe kuyamsukumeza umntwana balayo i-confidence liyane yokuthi yini angayiyenza kuprevent ukuthi ebelokhu ezihlolahlola lovele esikolo abantwana bamankazana abancindezelwe kakhulu nguhulumende wethu sengathi kungenziwa okuthile kufundiswe omama abasasebatsha ezigabeni village ngevillage kuhambe kuqoqwa omama bayefundiswa kuma-workshop then they come back bazofundisa abantwana labayani kuphela uma bevolontiya ngoba siyakwazi akula muntu ozabaholisa vele angithi kodwa bayenza i-voluntarily work siyabe sisakha isizwe sethu khonaphaya
lawe nxa ungaya kukhefu ezimbabwe uye kwenza njalo yikuthi isikhathi sethu sikumele kulabanye abameleleyo abakhuluma olunye ulimi
silaba umama inhlanganiso eqoqa ama-sanitary pads from lapha e-South Africa bewathumela ezikolweni zemakhaya it's not enough but it's something we try ukuthi lokukhuluma openly kumabantu nasebekhona kuma-social media platforms sikhulume openly about umuntu wesifazane bangahlali bengaphansi kwencindezi yokuthi kuthiwe lizilo ukukhuluma bengesani
wothi-ke ngikubamba umlomo khona lapho angifuni ukuthi usuke ecingweni bahamba khona lapho sizaphindela kuwe wothi ngike nike umavela sithuba ye bahamba khonapho
Maybe PJ, okay. Before we take Tadiwa from Murewa, if you can just recap on what she sounded very enthusiastic,
very passionate
and passionate.
And
what
yes,
did she say in brief?
She was basically saying she's a mother of boys only, but she feels for the girls as well. Where she grew up. She grew up in the rural areas, and as this Amnesty International report says, some of the barriers that they mentioned, those are the same barriers that she met when she was growing up, and which continually girls are facing at the moment, because you find that teenagers are becoming mothers. At a very early stage, and they don't get information. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. So if the government or these organizations, civic organizations, could go into schools and mentor these girls and give them enough information. Because like this, the taboo of discussing about your body, discussing about sexual health, discussing about even the contraceptive methods, even when they become of age, when they start having their periods.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, they are not discussed among families,
even at school.
It's taboo. So if they could be found some ways
mm-hmm.
of communicating to these girls, because a girl is traumatized. These days, most girls are actually reaching their puberty early.
But on that note, PJ, we have a young lady, Tadiwa. Tiskudoti naredza kidzidzo kata tisatataura naye. Tadiwa uripa nare here apa. Ehe, unoitwa Tadira Tadiwani. Nyaya iri panapa Tadiwa, pane organization inonzi Amnesty International iri kutaura iyo ichiti vasikana vechidiki sewe iwe uri kuamurewa ikoko havasi kunyatsowana mukana wekuziva kodzero dzavo panyaya ye kukura kwamuri kuita sevasikana. Kwakamira sei ikoko kwamurewa? Ndinoona kuti hapa uri mumwe wevasikana vakaroorwa uchiri mudiki. Maidzidziswa here kuti kana wasvika panguva yakadai semusikana tarisira izvi? Zvakamira sei?
Kuno kutinawo machallenges iwayo evasikana vanenge vasati vakuziva kuti zvakamira so kandasvika padhis age ndinoda kufanira kuita so. The issue inenge iripo kazhinji kachona iissue yekuti musikana paanotanga kuenda kumwedzi paipai tinenge isati akuziva kuti chii zviri kuitika mumuviri ende chii chiri kumbonyatsotora chimu. Saka nenguva yemusikana paanotanga kuenda kuperiodika it's like ndomgwa chanzakufundidzwa ndomgwa chanzanga kuenda tanga kuti vakomana and stuff but tingazive kuti zvichito tipressurize uye zvinenge zvichipinza muzvinhu zvatinge sati akufanira kupinda mazviri. So nenhau yemachallenges akadaro vanotidzidzisa varipo but theyare not enough inhau yokuti kunoku kumarural areas tinenge tiri nevasikana vari mugrowth point like vamurehwa munomu vanenge vangori mugrowth point ndo vari padhuze nekuwana exposure unlike vasikana vanenge vachigara kumwe kure kwekuti kunenge kuchoda kana makonzenge pane vasava malong distance especially vanofamba malong distance vanovani machallenges ekupinda mamarriage vari vana vadiki. Vari mumatownship tinowanawo pressure especially like kuti kunouya vamwe vanhu vanenge vachibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana and patinongosangana nevanhu vatifuri nebvi tatosangana nechii nevanhu veupenyu hwedu patisingatoti hazvisirizvo. Saka chinonyengetika ndechekuti maschools emunomamurewa ari musenda and ari kunze kumashoma. Saka tine maproblems ekuti vasikana vanofamba malong distance kubva kumba kuya kuchikoro and madistance iwayaya yesterday and the first week unogona kukunda miedzi yemukomana anenge achikuteera achikuti ndokuda tisangosionika panenguva yauchadwa kuneta kufamba wega and mamwe musichana unoka kubva kuchikoro vamwe vabva unongoine weki akakuwanzira kuti uite munhu uya akakuteera achida kukuperekedza mumwe musi uchamuramba mumwe musi ogomuramba kaa two three times achikutevera uchadzamara wachongwa mudini wachongwa muaccept enge vasikana vari kure vane problemu yekupinda mamarriage kachira navadiki esa muchafamba nzira ise muri two muchinanaidzana zvitatei zvinotikonzeresa kuti tizopinda panguva yakaoma. Inini semusikana akapinda pamarriage ari mwana mudiki ndakutinyatsonzwisisa kuti dai vakakwanisa kutitira maschools pakuti vakatira distance yakakura sovoita chikoro distance yakakura sovoita chikoro inhaya yekuti tiri kuzopinda muzvinhu zvichiri vana vadiki ende panguva yatinozoda kurealiza mamistakes ka inenge yacho too late but inini ndoudza hangu kuti vanhu kuti not too late kuti utangidze panew one vasikana vanofunga kuti
Tadiwa, tombopinda ipapo kuti vanhu vanonyatsonzwisisa here kuti zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvive zvekuti legal age nekuti vamwe vanoti pa16 sekutaurwa kwazvanga zviri kuitwa neAmnesty International uyezve asi constitution inoti pa18 ndo panozonzi musikana abva zera. Ikoko kumaruva vanhu vari kunyatsonzwisisa here kodzero dzavo sevasikana?
Kuna uku vanhu mazuva ano kuti ndine kodzero dzangu and nyaya yekuti ndine kodzero dzangu ka vanhu zvekutaura kuti 18 16 zvikaizvi zviri kutonetsa izvozvo zvichitori chinhu chakatoma kunoku kozi titori neven makesis yekuti mwana ari grade 7 anonzi ane nhumbu maybe the age of 18 but anenge achiti ndine kodzero dzangu and kuti even utsanangurire munhu iyeye kuti mwana uyo hasati akura
vamwe vatina havatombokunzwisise nenhau yekuti matechizi edu atinawo kuno kwanenge achiti mwana akadhamara angoenda kunguva atokura izvozvo kutotikanganise ngezvekutotisumbirira vasikana vazhinji kwaza vanenge vachienda mumacheche maapostols aya mwe anongoti grade 7 atomira and mwana echedha anoda o haadi but ndochechi yavanenge vachipinda so vanhu vakakutosvita vachida vasingani.
Mm-hmm. Saka iwe chizvii zvaunofunga kuti zvinogona kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevasikana vechidiki mushure mokutaura zvauri kutaura izvi zvipinga idzo zvamuri kusangana navo nazvo sevasikana vechidiki?
Inini ndofunga kuti vakakwanisa ndichibutangira kumachechisi vakakwanisa kutaura nevakuru vemachechisi vavo kuti ngavasiye vana vamboenda kuchikoro uye vamboita mastrict orders kuti munhu angorora mwana ari pasi pe-18 years ari kufesa machallenges nenhau yekuti vekumachechi vanobva vatiimutemo wedu handiti mukaenda nekukoti munhu akadaro vanongosvosongoti mutemo wedu vamwe vachona vatongobudirira hakana zvaanomboitwa but mutemo ukakwanisa kutora kuti hakuna chinonzi mutemo wedu pamwana ari pasi pe-18 years maybe zvinotipo masantisi sevasikana kuti vakwanise kuendera mberi nechikomo totera futi kuti community sometimes community ndiyo kubatsira vasikana kozi anongoti vakana mwana achiamba nemukoma itedha ifriend or chin vanobva tangoti e vari kudanana enchichi vachita zvakawanda ndii pazinosvika munzere dzevabereki vako havachakwanisa kuzvinzwisisa vanenge vakungoti maybe chokwadi and saka community maparents yedu isusu vakakwanisa kunzwisisa tii chingofamba hapana chei chimboti kunoku vanobva vati vangoachifamba vese saka ngaatoenda ato murume wako asechokuda kuona pamba pangu zvakutokushakwa naye ari mukuda kute marriage kamwe munhu wachona ari kutobuda nekudhara ari kuda mwanaye but mwana ye haasi kuda asi nhaye kuti anzienda mwanaye akutoenda dai vakatomboti community yedu nanaamai vedu vabereki vedu ngavakwanisi kunzwisisa kuti mwana kana asatasvika paage iyi kozi mwana musikana anosangana nemachallenges ekudiwa nevakomana vakawanda even vamwe varume vakuru zvinhu zvinonzwisisiwa ngavachizinzwisisawo kuti mwana uyi paanenge achidiwa ivo ngavamutori padhuze ngavataure naye vamuonese kuti upenyu hwakamira soso ngavasavanyire kuti chibva choenda kumurume wako watodeso chibva naeso kwaya futi ishu yemaschools ngavatisire maschools mudhuze nemunharaunda medu kwete kutiisira kure nekuti akatiisira kure ndopatiri kunyanya kusangana nemachallenges futi ipapo emunhu angona achisho kugarira everyday uchibva uchikoro nomwana ari munzira sendochikoro makuseni nomwana ari munzira kuti anenge ari mashort distance kuenda uchikoro ka machances yekuti munhu akuteri pakati apa anenge ari mashoma unlike anenge ari kuro.
Aiwa Tadiwa, tinokutenda chaizvo chaizvo. Tichadzokazve kwauri mbobata wakadaro. PJ, the contribution coming in from Murewa. There is a young lady called Tadiwa who herself actually was married at an early age. Yeah. And she's just recounting that some of the issues that are being discussed in the Amnesty International report are actually very true. They are happening, especially in the rural areas where she says schools are very far apart.
But, yeah.
And when you're actually going to school, you may meet some young boys or even older men who are preying on the young girls and they don't care whether you're 16, 13 or 12. She's saying, so she's saying maybe, you know, the community also needs not to, you know, encourage that taboo that if you find a young lady walking with a guy, they're obviously together and you must now go to that family and be married off. So those are some of the issues that she's bringing up. But I understand, PJ, we've hogged all our lines, so we're gonna have to, if you can take one of our guests and we can drop them quickly. I think the other young lady was very passionate. I liked what she was saying. We can have her for the last time so that we can get callers in.
Yeah. Nkosikazi Dube kumbe ngumadube tholake thobekele
kuthele
ye ngumadube
madube
ukuthi sesifuna sesifuna iline yakho yona leyo ukuze sikhulume labanye kodwa ke ubevele nguzwe lokhu kuqhuqhuzekile kakhulu njalo uthukuthele ngodaba lwamantombazana laloba nje ulamadodana akho kodwa ke imfundiso iqakathekile. Uthe wena kulo hlelo olwenziwayo olokutholela amantombazana ngathi fahlafahla ngamafitshane and then ngihle ngikuyekele ecingweni.
Ye kulabo mama kuthiwa imbokodo izimbokodo aba based lapha eSouth Africa
bakhona kuma Facebook bane Facebook page.
Hayi leyo siyayazi. Imbenzi tengxenye ngolunye uhlelo. Anzahle ngubambe umlomo kona lapho. Sesike sakhuluma la uVictress Mathuthu.
Yeah.
So nxa lawe liza kuya lani labanye, nxa liza kuya ekhaya, lifike lisabalalise intshumayela yena le yokuthi amantombazana akawancediswe. Njalo untombazana kade esecingweni kathesi uThadiwa ngizwe esitsholayo ukuthi enana lanxa lapho untombazana esezibone esesimeni sokuthi uzithwele eseseyi-teenager, kumele limnike another chance abuyele esikolo. Sibakhuthaza amantombazana lawo ukuthi enana kababuyele esikolo. Kuqakathekile
lokho. Bakathethi abantu abaningi ngenxa yekhonomo elizwe lethu. You find ukuthi when a teenage girl is now pregnant, the family, if they know ukuthi they can source or they can milk the boy's family imali or something good, they can even bamthumele bethi kahambe ayenda umntwana lwana, like forcing her into that family, because they will be expecting that 2 kg of milimili or 2 kg of sugar, which is wrong. Mm. Like, we also have the headmen, also in our villages. If also that rule or ngathi umthetho can be imposed that they mustn't allow anyone to get married to umntwana omncane. We used to have those as they kuthiwa what rape, binegama nje lesilungu ukuthi umntwana ma under age.
Statutory rape.
Noma ngabe ingathi ma.
Statutory rape.
Yes, ukuba kuyirepo umuntu uma kungapasiswa ukuthi umntwana uba ngumuntu usengavunyela ukuthi ayemacansini mhlawumbe sithi ngeminyaka engu-18, of which I still think usasemncane, kodwa ke ma kungaba lo mthetho, if they say he stipulated though that no, it has to be 18 years.
Hayi Madube, wothi ngubambe umlomo. Uthi ukuthele mpela, wothi sibe lolunye uhlelo siza kunxusa njalo ecingweni. Ekuhlelo lwethu ngeviki elizayo. Ngibongile kakhulu.
I'm sorry, I'm very passionate
about that. I know.
No, we love your passion. Continue and we shall bring you back on the program.
Next week.
As PJ says, we need to give a chance to other callers. Thank you very much. PJ, I think let's go back to Ms. Chikwanda from Amnesty International. Ms. Chikwanda, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you heard there from a young lady, Thadiwa, who's also on the line from Murewa. What's your view on what she was saying in relation to your report that was published today?
And I hope you understand also Ndebele when Madube was speaking.
I heard Madube's passion, and I think I got a bit of what she was saying.
Thank you.
I absolutely think what Thadiwa was talking about are the lived realities of adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we need to realize is that adolescents actually, I think in Shona Pani saying that says, "Chinonzire geza ndo chirimuma woko,"
anditi.
The things that I think it should prevent adolescents from actually doing are the things that they want to do. But what we are saying is that since we want to prevent them, let's then not leave them vulnerable. Let's give them the right kind of information that in the event that they want to do what we are preventing them from doing, they are doing it from an informed perspective so that they don't end up being vulnerable, having unintended pregnancies or even contracting sexually transmitted infections, because they will not be able to negotiate safe sex. One of the things also that Shofa now realizes is sometimes adolescents actually want to have sex. And we cannot prevent them. As I said, one of the data surveys that is coming out from Zimbabwe is that 40% of the girls who are below the age of 16 have already started engaging. And if we as parents ignore and burying our heads and saying that that child is being improper, then and the unfortunate thing is this is the reality. What Thadiwa was talking about is the reality of what is actually happening. And what we need to do is to actually say, what kind of information can we give? Can we give information? Is it double messaged? We are saying go left, but in other words, we are saying turn right. We should have the same message that is being spoken from school, community health centers, teachers, we should be able to bring in truthful messaging, not messages that are half-baked. Because some of the information that they have on how to even prevent pregnancies or how to even prevent infections is hair-raising, horrendous. What is going on in this country?
Vana vedu muno Zimbabwe vazhinji zviri kunzi pama data paongoro yakaitwa muno Zimbabwe inonzi mama data survey zviri kuonekwa kuti 40% yevana vari muno Zimbabwe vari pasi makore 16 vakatotanga kuita zvepabonde kudhara zvekuti 40% vakatotanga. Saka isusu sevabereki nemadzikoma nemadzisisi ari uko tikaramba takanyarara, ngatizive kuti vana avava vari kutoita izvo zvepabonde isi takanyarara tichivadzivirira. Ndozvananatizvo zvatinotaura chiti usaite chakati ndo chinonzi regedza ndochiri maoko, chiri mumwoyo haukwanisi. Saka tinogona kuti handidi kuona mwana achiita izvozvo zvepabonde, asi kana tisingavapi ruzivo rwakakwana mwana iyeye achaenda echinozviita. Vazhinji vacho kana vechibvunza ruzivo, hazvisi kuti vari kuda kuti vaite zvepabonde. Vari kuda kuziva ruzivo, vari kuda ruzivo kuti vakwanise kudzivirira zvirwere zvinozowanikwa pabonde, kana kuti angozivawo kuti mangwana ndikasanganawo nedambudziko kana ndikapindawo musituation yakadai ndinoita sei. Saka chimwe chatinofanirwa kuziva ndechekuti ivo vana vacho vechidiki kazhinji kacho ndivo vari kurara vari vadiki kudaro, vari kurara vese vakadaro vari vadiki. Saka zvimwe ndo zvinozonetsa kuti kana uchichidziti kana uchi statutory rape, nokuti vari kutotanga vari vadiki vakadaro, mwana mukomana mudiki nemwana musikana mudiki.
Tombokubatai muromo ipapo, muzvare chikwanda. Tidombotora muteereri wedu. Tina Mrs. Linda Mpofu. Halo, makadi yenyu? Liskona, PJ, tata ni Mampofu.
Kunjani Mampofu?
Niyaphila njani
mina? Hayi, siphilile. Uyaluzwa udaba usekudwini. Umbono wakho?
Bengabaluzwisi, sikuhle kuhle, yikho ngene ehlelweni.
Uhlelo lapha sixoxa sihlaziya umbiko owethulwe ingabe inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International, lapho ababone khona izikhubeko ezine ezibhekane lamantombazana ukuthi nana ukubamba impilo yabo kwela kusasa, ukubamba impilo kahle yabo ngoba bengene endabeni zecansini besesebancane, njalo engxenye besiba labantwana labo besesebancane bephakathi kweminyaka eyi-12 ukufika ku-19. Ludubo olungakanani emangweni okuyiwo wena?
Hayi, udubo lolu ngibona ngathi lubhahlile kakhulu. Abantwana sebesiba nabantwana bengabantwana. Kuciniso kusiba luhlupho ngoba kanti umntwana vele yena uzagcina umntwana amthini, ngoba ukugcina umntwana kudinga izinto eziningi kakhulu. Umntwana mele lowo aye esikolo laye, lo nina mele aye esikolo, so kufuna sokuhlupha kakhulu. Wonke umuntu kasakwanisa ukuya esikolo, unina segcina umntwana lowo omncane sasaye esikolo, impilo yakhe sihle ikwenganjani ithabalala khonapho.
Uthi kakwenziweni-ke nguhulumende la ngenhlanganiso ezibhekane le ndaba zabesifazane le ndaba zamantombazane? Uthi kakwenziweni?
Hello?
Uthi kakwenziweni? Inkuthazo bani ongayipha? Yikuthi isikhathi sethu sesiya komlindo uyacina, asesisalelwe yimizuzu nje emihlanu, yikho sengikukhahlameza kancane ukuthi phangisa.
Uhulumeni urumende uduba ngokuthi yena uhlala ejinjajinja afake imithetho leyi ajinje afake omunye athithinke esesikufuna thina kathesi ukuthi uhulumende angafaka umthetho athi age of consent ngu-19 kumbe ngu-18 agcile khonapho ayekele ukuthi intshajinja kusasa size sokuthiwa 12 years i-14 years 16 years uhulumende ngakabe sinsiye naye kwakudana empilweni yakhe kumbe uyabe lelayisane engakanani but sicela ukuthi uhulumende abe sinsiye nxa kuyikuthi kulo mntwana umntwana uzithwele ngaphandle kwe-age ye-consent kumele kube lamanyathelo anzima sibili ukuthi kujeziswe lo oyabe emnithisile kodwa futhi kuphinde kube le ndlela zokuthi umntwana lowo kumbe uyarehabilitethwa nxa esethe wazithwala kube le ndlela yokuthi umntwana lowo enele usuku ubuyeliselwa esikolo umntanakhe lowo mna kokuthi layagcina kahle bona ngani nxa kungaba njalo singaqalisa ukuthi kube ngconywana nje empilweni yamantombazane
hayi sibongile kakhulu Mampofu.
Interesting contribution there, PJ. Maybe just back announce it a little bit so we can... What did she say?
Yeah, basically she was saying the same things that Madube was saying, mm-hmm. that these girls, whenever they fell prey to getting pregnant mm-hmm. at an early age, they should be given another chance to go back to school, to be rehabilitated or whatever. And also the government should also take some measures
mm-hmm.
to enforce the law.
Yes.
Whether the age is 16 or 18, mm-hmm. statutory rape and so on.
So to align the law yes. to the constitution.
Exactly.
Valid point there. Saying. Let's go to Tadiwa. Tadiwa, uchiripo ilipa nare? And we which dig ones wash and gas Tora Nama Mawans wash at Taura Sanganore Amnesty International tipo which dimbu woman on Nero Akosem scan which dig tichenda and bed good shishanga it kwe nema sangano ne urumende kukubatsira imi seva scana which dig kutim sarambe mchipinda matambuziko amurguta sana na why.
Okay, and in any I think that means that fanam chisa my loss esteem kana especially a re-entry. But can a tambo end up with a room milk? She was Kanakishida Kuzoka. So, Joke, can she so take a child? The technical put up a can of the beginning on what you. So, can a tassel of the garage call, a very poor chance of the garage call. Because it's known as a very good attack and go come with another degree, put on with a man on goti, or take an assist. There are two boys and a mima policies that would be for the safety term. I'm going to go to the budget.
Hello. Tadiwa, nguva dzedu ndodzadyanana asi iwewe tafara chaizvo kuti wapinda muchirongwa chedu tichazodzoka zvekwauri tonyatsokupa nguva umbo program yekuti tingotaura chete nemimi vechidiki tichinyatsonzwa nhuna dzenyu tinokutenda chaizvo. PJ, we heard there from Tadiwa. She's echoing what our other guests were saying, especially the other ladies that you spoke to last, who were saying the young people who actually enter into early marriages or, you know, have some issues befalling them should actually be integrated back into society and given another chance. Mm-hmm. So on that note, because time is not on our side, it's time for us to really thank our guests. We mm-hmm. want to thank Tadiwa from Murewa, who we just heard from. We also want to thank Wongai Chikwanda from Amnesty International. She's the campaign manager for Southern Africa. And you also had some very interesting guests, PJ.
Utobegile Dube, Njalo Loivoni Mbuso, Sese Kona Ekwingweni, Katenga Guniga Imzuzemlu Chanegotagi, Absa Vumiskat Setu, I Woti Gang, Gutin, Njalo Wakwingo, Skobegile Pambiling, Okoyetu, Nevigeli Zayo, Oliver Lelisayo, Praxitis Jeremiah. Nsithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikelizayo.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying join us again next week here on the Women's Roundtable. And also right now, PJ, there's also an important meeting happening in the African Union where Beatrice Savage of Roots is and Nyara Zaigu Mbonjanda. We were trying to get hold of you, but we couldn't. So thank you, everybody who joined us. And all those that were live streaming on us on our pages, we didn't read your messages today because our internet is very slow. But thank you. Please share and like. Bye-bye.